the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast.
This is Eric Larson. Welcome to another Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast. The 2018 corn crop is a bit later than normal, so depending upon your planting date and the latitude of the state that you're in, there still may be some important management decisions for you to make to finish this crop out. Before we talk about specific management decisions, I think it's important to talk about and quantify the relative importance of any management decisions that may affect crop development or stress the crop during the final growth stages. Once corn reaches the dent stage, it's already determined the potential kernel number, but it is actively filling seed weight. In fact, up to 25% of your potential seed weight is determined between the dent stage and physiological maturity. So it would not be unrealistic at all for 10 to 30 bushels an acre of yield potential to be in play relative to management decisions that are made during the final growth stages. So what are some of the management decisions that may have to be made? Could be pesticide applications, but likely the most common decision is irrigation termination for those growers who do have irrigation potential. So that's what I'll focus most of my comments on. In order to properly time that last irrigation, you need to know two specific things. Number one, you need to estimate when your crop is going to reach physiological maturity. And number two, you need to be able to estimate how much moisture is available in your soil profile and whether that moisture will be able to carry the crop to physiological maturity. Corn maturity can actually be estimated very closely by monitoring the milk line development. Now, if you're unfamiliar with milk line development, when a kernel enters the dent stage, it starts to form hard starch at the top of the kernel. That hard starch line will progress down towards the base of the kernel over about a 24-day period. This hard starch layer is visible if we break a corn ear in half, take the top half of the ear, and look at the cross-section of kernels for the color differential. What you're looking for is underneath the hard starch layer, the kernel will be a dark yellow color. Where the hard starch layer is not progressed, it'll be much lighter yellow, actually a buttery tint, yellow color to almost white. This is what we refer to as the milk line. So if we should encounter an ear that has the milk line halfway down the kernels, that means that out of the 24 days it takes to go from the tip to the base, we're halfway there. So it still has 12 days to go until it reaches physiological maturity. This brings us back to the second piece of information that we need to make this decision. And that is how much moisture is present in the soil. Many growers in the state are now using soil moisture sensors, which are an excellent tool for helping to make this decision. Not only do soil moisture sensors show us how much moisture may be present throughout the profile, and this is important because soil moisture sensors have shown us several things over the past few years. One of the things that we've learned is that corn roots will actively pull moisture from as deep as 36 inches. However, on some of our seedling silt loams, we've actually found that irrigation infiltration is only 6, 8, maybe 12 inches deep. So the amount of moisture reserves may depend drastically depending upon soil type from these seedling silt loam soils compared to a clay soil, which may be wetted, you know, clear throughout at 24 to maybe as deep as 36 inches with an irrigation event. Therefore, from integrating both our knowledge of crop maturity along with soil moisture status, we can make a lot better decisions regarding the proper corn irrigation termination time at the end of the season. I hope this information is helpful. If you ever have any questions, always feel free to contact us at any time. Thank you, and good luck with this season's corn crop.
The Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.